Charles Darwin and Thomas Huxley are long gone, but the task of explaining evolution to each new generation never ends. I am Stephen Jay Gould, one of the best-known evolutionary scientists of the late 20th century, and I studied and explained evolution to millions through my books and essays, but not just evolution.
Shells are my game. Canadian shells and Bethlehemian snails have brought me a measure of fame. If Darwin is your cup of tea, but you don't have a lot of time free, you don't have to look through his very simple book. You can learn evolution from me. I can tell you a tale of a trial where Diane and Darrow once tangled a courtroom so laden with bile that the truth got distorted and mangled. Fundamentalists shout in defiance, Darwinian Texans, let's go. The Bible contains all the science a biology class needs to know. My right of statistics and baseball statistics, from dodos and mandrills to freezes and spandrels, with answers provisional, branches divisional, watching them practically bifurcate fractally, bifurcate fractally. Every test is grammatical, always grammatical, asteroids, sesamoids, pestilence, tragical, practice, electrics, and moments are magical. Oh. Issues and stacks. You can get them from me for a nominal fee if you drop me a line or a fax. I can find no cosmic mind in my life's eternal mystery. If it ain't replayed the tape, it's the only contingent in history. A plan to make a man was not evolution's objective. Objecting in paleontology, anteleology, post-sociology, and